All right, Ryan Dungey, Millville, man. What was this like? Four? First moto following Anderson, you probably wanted it so bad.
Yeah, I was really happy with the first moto performance. Definitely got shuffled around there in the beginning, but the first few laps, like, I got to improve on the intensity side of things for sure, but was able to kind of hang right there with Anderson, which was good, and he got away a little bit, but yeah, it was a good performance, and even not too far up the road, Sexton made a mistake, but he was not too far up the road either, so that was encouraging.
Second moto?
Yeah, second moto I'm a little disappointed in, honestly. I had a good jump off the start, and I don't know what happened. I don't think I just held it on long enough into the first turn and got swallowed up, and which wasn't bad. And then I made a really dumb error on the first lap. I almost fell down, so I slid out and kind of went across the track and lost more positions before the sand wash. But I just, it's just when you do that, and I put myself in that position, and you got to pass all those guys. It's this day. I mean, with these guys, it's like if you can get that start and kind of just run, it just makes your life so much easier. And so, and you don't got to work as hard. So, I tried to make a lot of passes from the back. I was right behind Barsha, and geez, Anderson was right there. I think Craig was right there as well, not too far. And so, I was really trying hard to get around Barsha. I almost had him a few times, and then I crashed at the bottom of Mount.
Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, so. That set me back, and then pretty much I had to pass. I got by Kenny, and then I got by Max Anstey.
Oh, yeah.
So
did you get by Anstey as he was cartwheeling down the hill? I guess it was ugly.
No, I actually Plessinger saw that, and I saw him on the right hand side there. Like I just saw him, thinking his bike was right there, but AP said no, his bike was like down over the fence at the bottom of the hill. So hopefully he's okay. But yeah, I pretty much just rode the last half of the race, just kind of a lonely sixth place,
you know. We've seen that this year, and I think it's not just you. It's Jason, it's RJ. I can think of three or four guys who, when you work really hard in a moto, second moto, you just don't quite have it, and it's just a lot of work. Like you said, get up, start, run with the guys. Your day is so much better.
Yeah, and I think that's more like I've done that. Like you said, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm just kind of in that little mix of, yep, not on the podium, but then like. You know, third through seventh, almost in their tie for points. And, you know, it's like, you know, so I also, the first moto was good, but I'd like to see put like two motos together back to back. So, you know, didn't happen today, but we'll keep trying.
I'm hearing from a lot of guys about one of the more harder packed Millvilles in recent memory.
Yeah, geez, when I went around the track yesterday, I thought it's going to be sandy. And there was actually quite a lot of spots that were really hard pack and actually super slippery.
No paddle for you?
No, I didn't run the paddle, and I just feel like for me on the conditions like this, like where it's when I'm in the sand, it's really good, but when I'm on that hard stuff, like it always. You gotta have a good setup if you're gonna run that paddle tire, and obviously Eli does. So
I guess he ran it for the second moto also.
Yeah, which he did the same thing at Redbud, and I thought these guys were just like gonna put him on for practice, try to get a heater.
Yep.
But they kept every time they show up to the gate. There it is, more and more. So if it works for you, awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.